congratulations. It was a big win for you guys to get started off. The opening drive kind of set the tone for the game of what Scott City wanted to do, and that was pound the rock, and they did a good job of that.
You know, I think we knew from last year that we could run the ball, and with running backs that we have, that's what we were, the plan was give every one of them the ball and run it down the field.
That was a drive of beauty. It takes almost 9 minutes to start the game, and you get the field goal from a newcomer, you know, and he hits that field goal, and then your second drive, they had the penalty, but then the next play, I guess you could call it a run for Novak about 51 yards after the penalty, and a great blocking. That was nice blocking down the field all night for your linemen, and it definitely showed as well in that last run that time by Jarrett Juergens.
Yeah, our linemen have really stepped it up. We knew last year when those guys were sophomores that we had something special, and they've just gotten better. They're big, fast, and they're good, easy to coach.
Once again, it's assistant coach Landon Frank joining us here post-game. Beavers winning it here at Hayes tonight, 29-8. Defensive-wise, you knew it was going to be tough to contain the senior quarterback there, Hunter Brown. He's a very good athlete. I mean, Hayes has some athletes. They have some decent size about the line, but I thought for the most part you guys did a good job of containing Brown. I think they only had one or two third-down conversions on you guys all night.
Yeah, I thought we stopped them very well. There's a few times on the pass that we weren't in correct position. We either turned our back to the quarterback or ran up too far on that one touchdown pass that they had. We bit on the run and left the guy wide open. But otherwise, we did really well.
And that was, you know, it kind of took a trick play there for Hayes to get on the board. But, you know, I think overall, I think that's one that you can definitely work on. I think that you saw a lot of things that you guys can work on to improve, and I know one of those is penalties.
You know, there was a lot of penalties, but we were playing the tape on our phone, and it was a little delayed, and it was amazing how many penalties that were not caught against against Hayes. And it's opening night for the officials, too. Opening night for us. Everybody's going to make mistakes, so I'm sure that'll be cleaned up here in the next few weeks.
Oh, yeah, first game jitters for everybody. Coming into the season, he didn't have really a good idea who you guys were going to start at quarterback. That was kind of up in the air. It was a competition for a while, and then it ended up being Parker Gooden who won that competition. And he also started with a new center. He hasn't had any varsity experience at all and made the transition last year from tight end. We worked him in the end of the year last year and then out in the offseason leading up to tonight and Jaron Burning. I thought for the most part tonight, new roles for those guys, some big roles for you guys with what you have returning. I thought it was a pretty good start to the season.
Yeah, not too bad. You know, in that first scrimmage, we seen some problems. We worked on them, and we held on to the ball. And, Jaron has done a lot of scout team for us, you know, so I don't see him as being that new. Last year, you seen his potential. His goal is to get that backside linebacker. He does a good job of getting it. He's kind of long and lanky, and he can run down the field and get those guys.
Well, you start off with a nice win on the young season here, 1-0, and next Friday night you return home as a season opener, and it's, you know, kind of one of those, another revenge game for you guys. It's Holcomb coming to town, and you know it's going to be quite a battle when Holcomb and Scott City hit the gridiron.
It always is, and we're looking forward to it, where we got to see them twice last year. Obviously, our sophomores have grown up a little bit, and they lost a few of their seniors, so we're hoping that we can get a little revenge.
All right, well, big win here for Scott City tonight, 29-8. Congratulations to you guys for a great start to the year, and we'll see you next week in town.
All right, thank you.